Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex Jones. He will be back on the air tomorrow. We got Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, coming up at the 8 after break to discuss this Newark mayor offering $1,000 essentially to criminals and snitches. Let me say it again, essentially to criminals and snitches to try to rat out gun owners. And they say it's for illegal guns. How is a criminal slash snitch going to know when somebody has a legal or illegal firearm? And you notice when you listen to the clip, the guy says, well, we don't actually have to convict anybody for you to get your money. We just have to arrest them and take their gun. We arrest them and take their gun. You're good for a G, buddy. That's the way we should roll in America. I want to just slightly touch on this topic before we get into the gun rights with Larry Pratt. No one's really talking about this G8. I tried to switch on all these news networks yesterday and get live G8 coverage. It wasn't anywhere. I was checking. It wasn't on C-SPAN 1, wasn't on C-SPAN 2. It was barely covered on Fox News, barely covered on CNN. Just little 30-second or 90-second blurbs. And the big thing, since they really did pass their global currency, basically letting the IMF and Federal Reserve print their SDR units and no longer having to back them with the dollar as the world reserve currency, that standard drawing rights units. And they have something else. I was a couple weeks ago. I'm a little rusty, folks. They had a different type of loan out there that is not dollar loan either. Meanwhile, you had Brazil, Russia, India, and China meet about 3-4 weeks ago and openly state they want to get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency. And they're also going to be discussing that at this G8. I'm sure it's already been discussed. The media is just not reporting on it yet. And the reason I'm going to talk about the climate bills and the global warming targets is because we did pass this ridiculous climate bill in this country. People still don't understand what this energy bill means, but it means horrific consequences for you and yours. The highest tax increase ever. You not being allowed to use as much energy as you once did. You're going to be paying more for less. Let me say it again. Paying more for less. And they're saying, well, the G8 nations are to cut carbon emissions by 80% by 2050. Now, if you listen to any of my programs, most of this is on the weight of us. It's on our shoulders, the United States' shoulders. The numbers are ridiculous. Most of these countries aren't going to have to be reducing their carbon emissions by 80% or 50%. They're just going to claim that they're developing nations and they can't do so because they know it's all a joke. Carbon footprint. Give me a break. Meanwhile, globalists like George Monbiot, he's one of the heads of The Guardian, one of the disgusting journalists out there that loves to attack 9/11 truth. He's saying that to stop oil, coal, and electricity companies inserting their views into the media by stealth, we need to make blog commentators accountable. So what this really means is they want to go after free speech. They want to go after bloggers and sites like InfoWars and Prison Planet. They could care less about the industry sneaking their views in through blogs. That happens all the time. Their actual things are snuck in through the media because they own the media. General Electric owns NBC. This is a big conglomerate. And the way you can tell that Monbiot is just a total and complete phony is he has signed on with all these other authors to bring about a new world order. He wrote a book on the subject. Just type in George Monbiot and the term new world order. He wrote an entire book about it. It's either a book or an extensive paper. I remember reading the thing and I couldn't believe it because this guy, again, doesn't want the truth to come out. He wants global governance. And he wants you to believe that the boogeyman is out there, the carbon dioxide boogeyman. Oh, no! Carbon dioxide, what plants breathe? It's evil! It's destroying the nation! Give me a break, folks. So you're going to see a big push for this on the way up to December, and then there's a huge summit in Copenhagen, Denmark, where all these world leaders are going to come out with even more plans to reduce quote-unquote carbon emissions. And what that really, really means is less for you and more for them. We're going to have Larry Pratt on the other side, Gun Owners of America, discussing this Newark mayor and his new $1,000 apiece gun grab policy. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back. Before I shoot it over to Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and we're streaming live right now over at PrisonPlanet.tv, I just want to play this amazing clip of the mayor actually admitting, yeah, you know, shootings are down and gun deaths are down, but we want to take them down even further. And we don't even need a conviction. If we get a gun off the street, we'll give you $1,000 anonymously. Hit it.
Hi, I'm Mayor Cory Booker, and I, like so many in our city, are just saying enough. We have had a significant reduction in shootings in our city, but it is still too many. There are a small group of people in our city that think they can walk around with guns. It is unacceptable. But we can't just wish this will stop. We can't just hope this will stop. We as individuals have to do something about it. So we have a program in our city right now that's completely anonymous, and we will give you cash, $1,000, to anyone who calls our anonymous tip line. Give us the information about who is carrying a gun. If we don't even have to have a conviction, if we arrest that individual and simply get that gun off the streets, you call back, get your second group of digits, go to a bank or send somebody to a bank, and they will give you $1,000 in cash, no question asked. This is the best program in the country. A quick $1,000. If you know somebody carrying an illegal gun, give us the information and get the money. $1,000. We cannot afford to have one more person in our city shot. We cannot afford to have one more such crime happen to devastate families. to rip the fabric of our community. I won't accept it. We're getting so much better in driving the rate of shootings down in our city. But now I'm offering you $1,000 for a little bit of information to help us keep our city and our communities even more safe. Step up. Stand up. Let's get these guns off our street. $1,000. Thank you.
And, I mean, you really have to watch the video to appreciate that. He's got the money in his hand, just feeling it out, throwing it in their face. And like I said, what type of low-life criminal isn't going to want that $1,000? They're going to report anybody and everybody they suspect of having a firearm, illegal or not. And then this will give the police the probable cause to go into your home illegally, search it for other contraband, and arrest you for that, and probably take your gun even if it's legal. They've done it before. They'll do it again. Larry Pratt, what's your take?
Well, it's a really slick plan if you like the way they did business in Nazi Germany or in Soviet Union or in Castro's Cuba. It's a surefire plan to make sure that nobody trusts anybody, that it's impossible to conspire against the government, even politically, let alone any other way, because you may be talking to a snitch that's going to turn you in. And I guess the other thought that comes to my mind, in addition to the totalitarian outrageousness of that mayor's views, is that he is no doubt a typical product of government schooling and probably has no idea that the term militia in our Constitution and in our Bill of Rights, that term had 150 years of very clear, settled meaning, and that was that every free man between certain ages had to have a military, toward the end in the beginning of the early Republican period, have a military rifle, and not to have one under colonial law would get you a fine. So here he wants to pay the opposite. He wants to pay a bounty for snitching out when somebody has a gun, which under the Constitution he's supposed to have, especially if it's today's battle rifle. There's no question that that's what every male, free male in this country should have in his possession. And here you've got this nut that assumes that somehow the criminals are going to be flummoxed by a plan which, as you point out, the ones that will really game this plan are the criminals.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. The people that are going to be turning people in are low-level drug dealers. They're the ones that actually would hold up a convenience store. And let's be honest, we're not advocating criminals to have guns on the streets, especially, you know, handguns and whatnot while they deal drugs. But if the police wanted to do something called detective work and their jobs, they know where these neighborhoods are. They know where the drugs are being dealt. They know where the illegal firearms are being brandished on the streets. Why not follow the criminals? Why take criminals' words for it and then go into law-abiding citizens' homes searching for quote-unquote illegal firearms when, again, they have to take a criminal's word for it that that firearm is illegal in the first place?
Another cheaper way to accomplish what he says he's trying to do, which is to lower crime. He puts it in terms of getting guns off the street, and that's going to happen when hell freezes over. But the question has always been, and it never seems to occur to these folks who feel the way the mayor does, is that criminals break laws, and they're always going to have guns. But if he were to take a completely different tact, and he were to say, okay, I just want every citizen to come in here, show a valid driver's license, and we're going to give you a permit to carry a concealed firearm, and happy hunting, tell the criminals their day has come. Now, that would work. That has worked in jurisdictions. It may not be. I'm trying to be as outrageous as the mayor, but that very kind of policy has worked in the jurisdictions that say, you know what, the good guys, by definition, are good guys. They ought to have a gun if they want one, because that way when the cops can't get there in time, which is usually what's going to happen, then they'll be able to take care of themselves. And if it's a really good day, a robbery gone right means a dead crook.
You know, I'd like you to really elaborate on the point that this is a modern-day Stasi snitch force, and really to put people in fear that they don't know who they're associating with, they don't know who they're talking to, because I see guns as the first step, and the next step is going to be, oh, you know, their carbon footprint is too much, we have to be the ecological police, or they're not going along with the National Service Program.
Or, like in San Francisco, they either are or about to implement an ordinance that will have the trash police, mm-hmm. that may be their actual name, but that's what they are, going around to see in your trash to make sure that your newspapers are in one container and your glass is in another and blah, 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 all the way down the line. And of course, all this costs a lot of money, and it never occurs to them that money is one way that you register an objective reading of carbon footprint. And if it costs more money to recycle, maybe recycling is actually counterproductive.
Well, there's a great program about that. I don't necessarily always agree with Penn and Teller, but they have a program on Showtime where they really go over the farce that is the recycling industry and how much power that they have they put in to recycle this stuff. Look, I'm not against the environment. A lot of people try to read this as, oh, he wants to pollute the earth. I just don't want everything I do tracked, traced, and databased when it comes to my garbage.
Thank you. Now we're coming back full circle, and you're talking about this snitch issue in general, mm-hmm. and it is something that will infect every area of life. And it would be something that would accompany, I'm afraid, another development that is already well underway. If somebody can get $1,000 just for turning you in and getting you arrested, as the mayor said, not even convicted, mm-hmm. At least presumably in the court you had a shot at due process, an attorney, expert witnesses against them. The government has the burden of proof on it, which is an extremely significant matter. All of that goes away if it's snitch power instead of jury power. And we have seen that happen in a series of steps taken by the federal government that unhappily our friends at the NRA have been oblivious to and supported. The beginning of it was in 07 when a measure passed the Congress without a recorded vote because the NRA was supporting an anti-gun bill submitted by Carolyn McCarthy, unarguably one of the leading anti-gunners in the Congress. And this measure provides for the barring of gun ownership to anybody with a medical record that might suggest that they might be a danger to self or others. No trial, none of the due process. In other words, the snitch mentality. And in this case, the snitch, even inadvertently, unawares, is your shrink, your social worker, the school nurse that puts you on Ritalin, whatever, that indicates that you might be somebody that might be a problem. They don't have to bother going to court now.
And they love targeting veterans of all people. You know,
well,
you were in Iraq, you served 2.5 years, you suffer from PTSD, no gun for you.
Yeah, and it started with the veterans, but the way, and we, for that reason, labeled it the Veterans Disarmament Act, but it was not intended just for them. It simply didn't have the money in the bill to provide for everybody else that's going to get zapped by this thing. Well, guess what? The socialist in chief got that big bailout measure passed, and in it was 20 billion big ones for putting into a uniform computer system all of the medical records in the entire country. And what we're fighting over right now in the national health care, nationalized medicine system, is whether or not you have to submit your medical information and your doctor would have to submit it. So they're kind of closing the loop on us, folks.
Oh, they're trying to build this smart grid. I see commercials for it every single day. Every single day I see a commercial how great the smart grid's going to be, how all your health records are going to be on this grid, how they're going to use it to fight terror and crime. You see biometric scans of people. It is happening. There are so many nexus points with this one point. of a $1,000 snitch service. You thought you had the right to face your accusers? Not anymore. We're coming back after this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237. Extension 128, that's 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
You know, I just want to give out one other just scenario I came up with over the break that just shows how flawed and ridiculous this program is. Now, I'm a criminal, I'm a drug dealer, I'm a gun dealer. I'm going around and selling weapons. Now, I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm not making enough on these weapon sales. Why don't I catalog my clientele? So I'll sell a gun for between $300 and $600, knowing it's illegal. I'll then go give that gun to somebody, then turn them in and make another $1,000 on it. and I'm anonymous. So this guy who gets his gun taken away never even gets to face his accuser, essentially the end of habeas corpus. If you're going to do this randomly, a gun dealer could be just turning in his clientele again and again and again. Now, does that really keep guns off the street? No, the supplier is still there. And maybe he doesn't run in all of his clientele because some of them are repeat customers, and it's not business savvy for him to turn them in for $1,000. But the lower-level customers, it's more than business savvy for him. And that's just one of the many things that is wrong with this bill, on top of creating this next Stasi force. And like we said, you know, it starts with guns, and then they're the environmental police. And this really is a nexus point. I mean, Newark, New Jersey is a city center. I'm sure that they have a city year group that's now funded by AmeriCorps running these national commercials. And that is the next step in snitch services. They're going to be going door to door on September 11th this year to try to recruit you into this civil service corps. Meanwhile, H.R. 1444 is out there, and they literally say they are putting out committees for national service for everybody, including baby boomers. Baby boomers get their own section. I mean, I don't know about you, Larry, but I don't think that we need 60-year-old women and men in city-year jackets as the new Stasi force.
That's the idea, is to have neighborhoods full of watchful eyes. After all, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. And that is probably one of the really most infamous lies that we get from the statist types. You'll notice that they want the sheep to be transparent. They want to put chips in us. But do we know their bank accounts? Do we know where their kids go to school? Do we know where they live? No, I don't think so. In fact, in some cases, it's actually illegal to disclose some of that kind of information about public officials. We've seen the hypocrisy of transparency with newspapers who, from time to time, go on a let's tell the world, including especially stalkers and other criminals, who the people are with concealed carry permits. Want to know where Dr. Smith lives that might have a bunch of pain pills in his house? Well, here it is. So in Virginia, this was done some time ago, and the list of all the concealed carry holders was published in a newspaper in Fredericksburg. And the retaliation was swift and, I thought, rather clever and effective. It wasn't more than a week or so before online was the Social Security number, name and address, and I'm not sure what other personal information about the folks at the newspapers, the editor, the reporter, whatever, that had published all this information. All of a sudden, there was an outrage. Why, what are they doing? Don't they have any respect for privacy? They got the point. They didn't ever agree that they got the point, but they've kept their hands off the list since then.
Well, the point is, who watches the watchman? Who is Big Brother to Big Brother? There is no oversight, and these guys get it. It's like this Federal Reserve situation. The Federal Reserve causes the crash of the economy, and then we're going to give them new SEC-type powers to oversee themselves. And, you know, like I said, I just read this one, FDIC gearing up for bank closures. Yeah, they're going to cut out the banks that aren't playing ball. They're going to shut down the good banks while they can contain their monopoly. And we're seeing this over and over and over again in every facet of our lives.
Well, we also see when socialists make decisions regarding businesses, and I didn't want to say business decisions because that might imply that they had a business logic. We can see what was done when General Motors recently wanted to locate in a city in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the socialist in chief, the new chairman of the board of government Motors, said no. And the reason was because there wouldn't be union employees in that state.
And because the carbon imprint just wouldn't be acceptable in that location.
Well, if you look at Chrysler, for instance, they're taking this opportunity to distribute it throughout North America for their little North American union. Yes, now we're going to have two plants in Canada and one in Mexico, and there's only going to be four in the United States, making seven total. But this will make friends with our North American neighbors, Larry. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Folks can find us at gunowners.org when they go to the web.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to be back after this with Jim DeMint and his comments on the floor. It's the Alex Jones Show, back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We're going to go to your calls at the bottom of this segment. If you want to talk about the G8, you want to talk about this guy at the July 4th parade playing Alex Jones, you know, trying to awaken people to true freedom, to the First Amendment, to what happened on 9/11, and then, of course, being arrested for it and accused of assault. Meanwhile, if he had actually assaulted anybody, it would be assault, not reckless endangerment. He hit two people with his car. Give me a break. You want to talk about that. You want to talk about the economy. You want to talk about audit the Fed. You want to talk about these bank closures. So much to talk about. Or you want to talk about Jim DeMint on the Senate floor basically slamming the Federal Reserve for what it is. Meanwhile, you know, Bernanke last week, it's on the website. No, it's not. But, you know, Congress would take over and it would just crash the dollar and the economy if we were audited. If we're audited, it ends it all. So, again, they are fighting this tooth and nail, and the media is just zip shut. They don't want to talk about it. And if they do talk about it on a rare occasion, it's in a negative light. Let's hit the clip.
I have another amendment. I have been informed by that the majority plans to block consideration of this amendment, which is number 1367, regarding the transparency at the Federal Reserve. I would nonetheless like to take a few moments to discuss it. If that is
without objection.
Thank you. The Federal Reserve The unelected Central Bank of the United States enjoys a monopoly over the flow of our money and credit, but has never been completely transparent and accountable to Congress since its creation in 1913. Since 1913, our dollar has lost more than 95% of its purchasing power. My amendment is called the Federal Reserve Sunshine Amendment, and it is modeled after legislation sponsored by Representative Ron Paul of Texas in the House and our colleague Senator Sanders of Vermont here in the Senate. This amendment amends Section 714 of Title 31 of the U.S. Code to remove existing restrictions on how the Government Accounting Office can audit the Federal Reserve. With these limitations gone, the Fed's discount window operation, funding facilities, open market operations, and agreements with foreign central banks and governments would all be finally open to congressional oversight. The Government Accounting Office would be required to audit the Fed by the end of 2010 and to report its findings to Congress. Every dollar created by the Fed has an effect on the value of the dollars in our pockets and bank accounts. We need to pay more attention to the effect of Washington decisions, whether fiscal policy made by Congress or monetary policy made by the Fed. They all are ultimately borne by the American people. The Federal Reserve will create and disperse trillions of dollars in response to our current financial crisis. Americans across the nation, regardless of their opinion on the bailout, want to know where the money has gone, exactly how much has been spent, and what collateral has been taken in return. That is why you see so much bipartisan support in the House, in Bernie Sanders and Jim DeMint being on the same side in the Senate. Inflation is a hidden tax, and we unfortunately forget about it too often when we are debating spending bills here in Congress. Our fiscal actions, higher deficits, increased long-term debt, entitlement obligations will necessarily need to be paid for by printing new money or borrowing more money from an increasingly skeptical world. Either option results in higher interest rates for consumers and a devaluing of the dollars they have already earned and saved. Allowing the Fed to operate our nation's monetary system in almost complete secrecy leads to abuse, inflation, and a lower quality of life for every American. Unfortunately, the majority has decided to use a procedural tactic to block a vote on this amendment by invoking something called Rule 16. This is a rule that prevents policy being added to spending bills. The majority claims that we do not legislate on appropriation bills. Of course, that is false. In fact, there are already Rule 16 violations in the bill we're trying to amend. We also saw this majority airdrop the Cash for Clunkers program into the recent supplemental appropriation bill. The majority may claim that this amendment is not relevant to the underlying bill, but in fact, there are already provisions in this bill related to the Government Accounting Office audits. So this language is quite appropriate on this bill. The legislation has already received the support of more than one half of the House of Representatives within a few short months of its introduction. It's time for the Senate to show its support. Mr. President, I would like to ask the Majority Leader again to allow a vote on Amendment 1367 regarding a GAO audit of the Federal Reserve.
Senator from Nebraska.
All right, let's pull the clip right now. I mean, again, he's telling the truth there. They are operating in secrecy. They do want to shoot this down. He is one of the few senators. And again, Bernie Sanders is the independent. You know, and he's joining courses. He can see that this is a false left-right paradigm, that the Federal Reserve is outside of government, and that this is a tax on the people through inflation. And by the way, the new buzzword or buzz terminology that's being used on these 24-hour news work is second stimulus package. We need a second stimulus. You know, the $15-plus trillion that they just gave away to the banks isn't enough. And they still say, oh, it was only $750 billion. Read the Bloomberg reports, understand it's much, much more. And they're going to do it again. They're going to do it as many times as they can before they completely eviscerate the dollar and this country, folks. All right, I'm going to go to your calls in just a moment, but I want to thank one of our great sponsors FrontSight. That's SIGHT.com. That's FrontSight.com. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to the Alex Jones listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you the best deal. It won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. Act fast. They will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. It is FrontSIGHT.com. Go there right now. All right, let's jump to some callers. Let's go to John in Nevada. John, you're on the line.
This is Joe. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man.
I just wanted to let everyone know real quick that Customs and Border Patrol in cahoots with DHS has made a law, and it's about to go through. It's not going through the House and Senate like a normal law does. It's just an amendment or something, however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're reclassifying any pocket knife that you can open with one hand as a switchblade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. That is 8 out of 10 pocket knives will be banned, and we did report on that like 3 to 4 weeks ago. You're telling me it's in its final stages right now?
It's in the final stages right now. Anyone can go to www.kniferights.org and write your senator. The only way that it can stop is if they vote to not fund it. Otherwise, anyone that carries any kind of pocket knife, be it even an old-time buck knife, is considered a switchblade because you can hold it by the blade and drop it. And that's called gravity inertia.
Yeah, no, it's
opening.
Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, even knives that I used to cut ropes with, I live out in the country, folks, are now going to be classified as illegal. Little 3-inch blades are going to be classified as illegal. Go check it out for yourselves. There's a great WorldNet Daily article about a month ago about this subject. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, Jason, sir. How are you?
Good.
I have something, and I know you guys mentioned this over the years, but people are really, you know, their short-term memory goes back to Monday, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about this whole economic collapse, one of the things that seems to be ignored or at least avoided or whatnot is the fact that we were deindustrialized when Bill Clinton signed NAFTA.
Yes.
So, I mean, if people really want to put this in perspective to see that this is by design, I mean, they aren't doing this. We were deindustrialized under Bill Clinton. It wasn't, you know, just
let me say this, and further deindustrialized by the Bush administration in 2004 when they passed CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. By doing so, they cut the whole bottom of our economy out, and it's just been draining ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thought that these guys are any different, how is it any different if you're on the left side of a train or the right side of the train if the destination is the same? I mean, if I'm going from my home to Chicago and you're on the left side of the train and I'm on the right, why? There is no difference. We're going in the same direction no matter what. They may bring in some issues, but the train never turns. There's no intersections. We don't cross tracks. We don't go anywhere. We go straight ahead, and they just keep giving us a different figurehead to blame things on.
Exactly.
And until people realize that, we're done. It's over.
No, it is over. Again, the last vestige of industry that we had in this country was the car industry, and it is over with. It is publicly gone, gutted. It is for a North American union at this point. They are deindustrializing this country at a rate that, I mean, it's over. There's no benefits packages. We don't make anything anymore. It's dead. It's dead as a doornail. I thank you for the call. And, you know, I was going through, again, stuff for the Obama deception, too. And if you don't have the Obama deception yet, folks, if you don't have a hard copy, now is the time to get one. Okay, this movie has been seen by tens of millions of people right now, waking up people at an alarming rate, getting them hip to what the Federal Reserve is, introducing them to the Bilderberg Group, letting them know what these climate bills are really about. The Obama Deception, such an important film. Go to Infowars.com and get it right now. But in my research for Obama Deception 2, I'm watching, again, this Gibbs press conference, and one of the reporters is asking him about his anti-illegal immigration stance. And he says, well, you know, Obama said that he was going to enforce the rules that were on the books. Why isn't he doing that? And it basically, he gets blown off, and it's politics as usual because he says one thing to get elected and does another. You know, he talked about the North American Union and putting a stop to the SPP agreements. And then Dobbs had to call him out in his first 100 days and say he's done nothing of the sort. He's moving forward with it, just like the president before him and the president before him, because this is a globalist agenda. It has nothing to do with Republican or Democrat. They are controlled by the same people. We literally do not have elections anymore. They are selections. All right, let's go to, let's see, we're on John in California. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Good to talk to you. Today's show, well, you just had, this is about the Second Amendment and gun confiscation.
Mm-hmm.
You just had the commercial about Front Sight. You just had the gentleman on from gunowners.org.
Yep.
You just talked about the mayor from Newark doing what he's going to do. We know Sotomayor is coming up next week.
Sotomayor. She wrote an entire book called America's Deadly Obsession, where she tries to make the argument that the Second Amendment actually excludes us from having guns, and only the military is supposed to have guns. An entire book about it.
I was going to say that I have not heard anything about that book except on InfoWars.
Yeah, no one else. It's a total blackout. No one else wants to mention that she's a council member on La Raza. It was okay to bring up the Belizean Grove because most people don't know what it is. And really, the only person that took it seriously was Stephen Colbert, and he runs a comedy show. Let me repeat that. Stephen Colbert, the only person to actually report on that legitimately, he runs a comedy show. But they don't want to touch the fact that she is a council member on La Raza, a group about race. A literal racist organization, not just a member, a council member on that, and they don't want to bring up the fact that she wrote a book called America's Deadly Obsession, where she wants your guns. She's a Supreme Court justice. That's what they're trying to prop her up as. She wants your guns. Go ahead.
Right, and this is a kind of a summary question that I'm asking you. Is it given all this, what's your kind of overall take on where you think this is headed with the Second Amendment? Like, I want to take this Front Sight course.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting here thinking, you know, by the time I get there and I take it and I get my handgun, I'm not going to have my handgun anymore.
Listen, take the course. We got to fight this thing. We can't allow them to have one of their little Supreme Court decisions of 5-4 in favor of taking guns. And that's what it'll be. That's what they're gearing up. They're trying to put a total gun grabber on there. And once she's in, they'll probably make her the spectacle or the scapegoat of why Americans can no longer have guns. Well, Sotomayor came in, and she made such a compelling argument, and her book was so good, and, you know, her judgment is just. And they'll do it WWE style, like they do with all of these bills or all these decisions that, you know, affect us. For instance, when they took away our Miranda rights, and they did that, folks, they basically ruled that you no longer need a lawyer. You no longer need a lawyer present to be interrogated by police, and it can be held up in a courtroom, and they can deny you that lawyer. And then they use some doublespeak and say, well, it's not really denial of a lawyer, but it was a 5-4 decision. So you'll start seeing it in the media, and they're not going to keep quiet about it. There's going to be probably some kind of an event where, you know, well, we'll look at the, what was it, the, I forget which school it was that gentleman shot up recently, like last year, and they'll look at this James Von Braun case, and they're just going to say, you know, we can't have guns, or we've got to ban the majority of guns, and she's going to be the poster woman for this. She's going to be the figurehead that they point to and say, Sotomayor is in here, and she's doing the right thing for this country. She's taking away the guns. We can't allow it to happen. We can't allow that 5-4 WWE decision that is in the midst. I mean, first they have to actually get her in, and I think they're going to have no problem with that. I think she's going to be confirmed. I don't see them throwing her out. I can't remember the last time that they actually propped up a Supreme Court justice and didn't allow them in. I think Roberts was the last one that they approved, right?
Yes, Judge Roberts.
Yeah, and the only thing that I saw Roberts get asked about was legitimate was Joe Biden asking him if he would be for the mandatory chipping of American citizens, and of course he said no, but you mark my words, in 10 to 15 years, if it comes down to it, he'll vote yes. So, you know, again, we just have to keep battling this stuff just because bad legislation and bad Supreme Court decisions seem to be on the horizon doesn't mean you shouldn't take that course. I should take that course. I mean, I can barely fire a weapon. I fired off some shotguns and some, some rifles in my day, but I've never actually fired a pistol, and that's something I should learn how to do. But then again, I'm in New York. There's no way I'm going to get a conceal and carry permit. And the same thing in New Jersey. You know, we discussed that with Larry Pratt. It is so difficult for you to get a conceal and carry permit in those two places. It's almost impossible. I mean, you can be a former police officer. You can be a former security guard. You can be a former military person, and it's still almost impossible. So there's gun restrictions all over the country, and they're going to try to expand on that, and especially with this gun grabber, America's Deadly Obsession. If you don't believe me, go type it in. You can buy the book off of Amazon. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back, take even more callers, hit up some of these other news stories that we haven't been able to. Further evidence that Pakistan tortured suspects for Britain. No kidding. It's not even a debate. They're having this in the UK now, that they're also torturing people just like we do in Guantanamo Bay and we do it at Abu Ghraib. Well, British people do it too. You see, they're our main ally on this. And they're saying, oh, no, they haven't tortured anybody. They don't condone torture. Of course they do. Of course they do. Human Rights Watch says Pakistani intelligence officials have confirmed torture took place with full knowledge of British agents. Of course it did. The Pakistani ISI, the Inner Services Intelligence Committee, their CIA, is in bed with British intelligence, is in bed with United States intelligence. It was founded by British intelligence and revamped in the 80s through the CIA. When they were running covert programs with Islamic militants and Osama bin Laden. Open history, folks. In fact, the president of Pakistan gets on television and talks about bin Laden being a CIA asset at the time. And Hannity calls him a nut job. Well, at least Hannity played the clip, you know, because I didn't see it all over the mainstream media. I saw it on one area, and of course it was poo-pooed. Oh, no, bin Laden would never work with the United States. He openly worked with the United States. The bin Laden family gets tons of military-industrial complex contracts. The Pakistani ISI is the CIA, is MI6. Come on, folks. Get a handle on it. That's the real deal. That's the real paradigm. They are interlocked. It's an international intelligence organization. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We'll be right back.
You know, speaking about this international intelligence organization, perhaps there's not a better film out there that really exposes the Pakistani ISI working with the CIA, working with the Mossad, than the film Fabled Enemies that I produced last year, released in September. It really shows the international intelligence op that was 9/11. It exposes the players. It's got Joe Biden in it, Bo Dietl, Michael J. Springman, who, again, was the head of the visa department in Saudi Arabia, who went public and said, hey, this is a CIA front for us to funnel in Islamic militants from all over the region through a covert program with their asset, Osama bin Laden. We also have Cynthia McKinney in this picture, recently placed in jail by Israelis and then released, fired upon last year. Her boat was bumped and fired upon. 7 years after 9/11, the supposed mastermind behind the attacks is still at large. It's almost 8 years now, folks. And the nation is entrenched in multiple wars in the Middle East, not going anywhere. This is about a Eurasian Union over there. Is bin Laden the evil behind the attack or a mere front man in a larger picture, a boogeyman? We are told we are fighting a war on terror and that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms. If that is the case, why do our leaders take more and more of those freedoms away every single day? And remember, it's only continued through this Obama administration. Perhaps no better illustration than saying that Bush's retroactive immunity does exist, and that AT&T and all these other telecom companies are allowed to spy on the American people. That's right. Track, trace, and database everything you do on the internet, everything you do on your cell phone. And we can't do anything about it. That's what people don't understand. You're already being tapped through everything you do on the web, everything you do on the phone. Came out a month ago that your iPhone, every time it does that little collapsing, you know how cool your iPhone is, it does that little collapse, it takes a picture and it puts it into a temporary folder that can be accessed via the web or wireless signals. That's not science fiction. That's fact, folks. All right, let's continue to go through the calls. Dan in Washington. Dan, you're on the line.
Oh, hi. I was just calling to report in that I had called the mayor's office in Newark and asked how I could get my $1,000 reward for turning a gun person in. And they sent me their 800 number that was busy. So I called back again and acted all excited. So they put me through to one of their representatives. And I had a talk with him, and he explained the program. And it was really quite alarming how Nazi-ish the program is. And what they do is they can basically, you turn someone in, and if there's a conviction or a crime, they give you a PIN number. And you go to a bank that they tell you to go to, and you get a reward. It's all anonymous. There's no repercussions. There's a you can text the report in, you can fax the report in, you can give it over the phone. It's really quite amazing how you can go and just give any information, get a PIN number, and hopefully
go to the bank.
Now, you
said text and fax. Does that mean that they text or fax you back your confirmation number, or can you give them an email or something? You don't even have to physically talk to somebody, is what you're telling me?
So, yeah, you can text. Hey, Jeff, pull up that text site again. Hang on, we have it up online here. Hang on.
Sure. But my question is, when you talk to these guys, are they texting you it back so you physically don't have to talk to anybody? In other words, that confirmation code they give you, will they text that back to you as well?
Yeah, actually, it was we had it. It was text to 274-637, and that leads to a company called TipSoft.
And you know, by the way, that this company isn't doing it for free. This is also a private organization that's going to be benefiting from this as well. You know, so who's paying for this? It's the taxpayers. They can't just give $1,000 out for every gun. You know, they don't magically have like a bucket of money. No, that comes from you. You're the reason that they have Stasi forces, because you're paying your taxes. I thank you for the call. We're going to continue to take callers. Maria, Terry, Rob, Rick, and more on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Folks, if you don't have the Obama deception, if you don't have Fabled Enemies, go to InfoWars.com right now and grab a copy. It is so essential to waking people up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today. We'll be right back.